My friends, in light of the recent news of the horrific terrorist attack in Turkey, we're reminded of a couple key elements regarding terrorism. The first is the simple fact that terrorism's not going to go away soon. There is no ability to guarantee to not have a repeat, and even in some cases, the possibility of even more terrorism. And while that could, on a human level, bring fear, I think it's our Lord and Mother's desire that it not bring fear, that we do what God so often does with evil, that we try to make good out of it. And we begin, of course, by calling forth prayers for the victims of this tragedy in Turkey, and prayers for all those who are victims of terrorism. Prayers also for the terrorists themselves, who are in grave need of our Lord's infinite mercy, His most extreme mercy, in light of the terrible actions that they're doing. But terrorism can also lead us to a new spiritual awakening, a new examination of conscience, a new appreciation for every day as being a day we celebrate, because it is indeed the gift of God the Father to each one of us. And so let us, along with all the proper prudent means to stop this horrific terrorism, added security measures, sharing of international intelligence, all the things that can be done on the human level, let's make sure that we're responding on the supernatural level appropriately as well. That is, a new generosity of prayer. Let's go through the elements which bring us peace, because ultimately, my friends, we cannot have complete control of our external environment. This should be a reality. And if we're promised that by a government official or politician saying that, well, this terrorist act will never happen again, that would be basing our peace on an error. We want to base our peace, quite frankly, on Jesus Christ, on our faith in Him, and on the fact that a spiritual peace which comes from the peace of Christ in our hearts is not only the ultimate answer, but it's the only answer for an authentic peace in the midst of a peaceless society, a peaceless environment. So we return to the things that bring us peace. First of all, Mass. The gift of the Eucharistic Jesus, to receive Jesus in Holy Communion, is to receive peace. And that, of course, sustains our own interior spiritual peace. Secondly, the Rosary. The Rosary is a prayer of peace. As Our Lady said, Fatima, she calls us to pray the Rosary for peace, not only interiorly, but peace throughout the world. As she says, only she can help us, because the plan of peace given by God to Our Lady to give to us is something we have to recognize, that Mary is the instrument of peace. She's the mediatrix of all graces, which means she also mediates peace to the world from the heart of Jesus to our hearts. Thirdly, the importance of adoration, Eucharistic adoration. At least a weekly hour of adoration can bring great peace. Every challenge in our heart, every question we need to know is answered before the Blessed Sacrament. Our Lord is so generous in embalming us before the Blessed Sacrament. And then also the sacrament of confession, at least once a month confession, can also be a great help for peace, because peace, once again, is founded on the spiritual peace and presence of Jesus in our soul. And sin, of course, is going to lead to less peace, more fear, more anxiety, and the peace of Christ through all the sacraments, especially the Eucharist and the sacrament of reconciliation, can return that peace in a powerful way. Also, the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, this great chaplet where we're calling down mercy upon the world, is something very appropriate for a situation where there's not a lot of peace in the world. I would also add fasting, which of course is a gospel mandate. Jesus says, when the bridegroom is gone, then they shall fast. So fasting is the great 1-2 punch. I would encourage at least some fasting on 2 days a week, on Wednesday and Friday, which are the traditional days of fasting. As we hear back in the Didache, back in the first to the second century, this Christian manual called the Teaching of the 12 Apostles, where it says in chapter 8, do not fast like the hypocrites on Mondays and Thursdays, a reference to the Pharisee fasting practice. You, Christians, you fast on Wednesdays and Fridays. And again, fasting along with prayer is the remedy that Jesus gives to exercise, as the apostles came back and said, we could not exorcise these people that were possessed. Jesus says that those type are only expelled. The demons are only expelled through prayer and fasting. And so consider fasting as a prayer of the body, which also brings peace and protection from the adversary. It's the adversary that is not only the author of all terrorism, but he's also the author of fear and anxiety and confusion. Jesus replaces that with peace. I would, in a final sense, encourage you to pray daily a prayer of peace, which Our Lady gave. It's the prayer of the Lady of All Nations. This is a prayer given on February 11th, 1951, through the church-approved apparitions of the Lady of All Nations in Amsterdam. The prayer is as follows. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the Father, send now your Spirit over the earth. Let the Holy Spirit live in the hearts of all nations, that they may be preserved from degeneration, disaster, and war. May the Lady of All Nations, the Blessed Virgin Mary, be our advocate. See the beauty of that prayer, my friends. We're asking Jesus to send the Holy Spirit into the hearts of all nations to prevent what? Things like war and terrorism, things like natural disasters, things like moral degeneration and breakdown, the headlines of today. So especially at a time where fear and anxiety are growing, we need to counter that. Is it not true that one of God's greatest attributes, along with mercy, is to take evil and make good out of it? That's what we can do without ever justifying tolerating the horrific evil of terrorism and identify it as an evil, as a diabolical evil. We can still make good by spiritual renewal in its face, being more grateful and praying the prayer that our Blessed Mother gave each one of us and asked each one of us to pray each day for peace. Because this prayer, the prayer of the Lady of All Nations, is essentially united with Our Lady's request for a proclamation of the fifth dogma. Now, why is that relevant to this discussion? Because she promises peace on May 31st, 1954. She says, only with the proclamation of Mary as co-redemptrix, mediatrix, and advocate, only then will Our Lady be allowed to bring peace to the world. Why? Because God doesn't force grace upon us. We have to ask for it. We have to be open for it. And the proclamation of Mary as co-redemptrix, mediatrix, and advocate, as our spiritual mother, is precisely our fiat to Our Lady, to the role that God has given her to be the mediatrix of peace for the world, as she told us at Fatima. So I encourage you, pray the prayer of the Lady of All Nations. If you don't have copies of it, you can certainly download it. But if you want free copies of it, we're happy to send it to you free of charge. You can email us at mary@motherofallpeoples.com, mary@motherofallpeoples.com. And anywhere in the world, we will seek to facilitate you getting that prayer card or as many prayer cards as you need free of charge to the extent that we can, especially with overseas shipping. But certainly anywhere in the States, and God's been good about allowing us to get it to people who have requested it from Africa, from Australia, from Romania, from places throughout the world. So pray that prayer each day. Again, you can also call us 740-937-2277, 740-937-2277. It's, of course, the United States number, but you can bring orders for the prayer card. You can just leave your name and address, and how many prayer cards you want, we'll send those out. You should get them within a week to 10 days at most. But it's time that we obey the Mother. It's time that we do Heaven's peace plan. So please pray the prayer of the Lady of All Nations each day. Let's use the evil terrorism as well as praying for its immediate ending as much as we can, as soon as it can be done. But let's also take it as an opportunity of spiritual growth and of being instruments of peace, reflecting our Lord's peace to a peaceless world, and doing our part, doing our responsible part in bringing forth peace by praying the prayer of the Lady of All Nations and by praying for the proclamation, praying for Pope Francis and petitioning him, if you feel so called, for the proclamation of the fifth Marian dogma, because Our Lady has made it clear, only with the proclamation of the dogma of Mary as the world's spiritual mother will she be able to bring peace to the world. Let's be people of peace, let's be people of prayer, and let's be helpers to Our Lady, who is the ultimate advocate and the mediatrix of peace for the world. Thank you. God bless you.